107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's happening Saturday. Check it out. Teresa Weicker joins us on the phone lines with Alzheimer's Society of Perth County, all about the Soups on Trail. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is so good to have you on the phone lines. We're getting ready for Saturday with Soups on Trail. Let's remind folks how it works again for this year.
Yeah, so we're super stoked for this week's Soups on Trail. The weather looks pretty good. So on Saturday, once you've purchased your passport, we'll chat about how we can do that. From 11 till 2, you can go around and visit different vendors. We have 13 different vendors from across the city who have created some of the best soups in hopes of being the People's Choice Award, winning the People's Choice Award, or winning for the creamy or the hearty or the vegetarian category. So you can purchase those tickets online at alzheimer.ca/purse, or you can give us a call at the office or stop by just to purchase those tickets as well.
And again, 13 vendors for Saturday, so that's terrific. And I'm lucky enough and very fortunate enough to be one of the judges for this Saturday, and that's happening. The judging is happening at Revival House. Can we talk about the online auction that's happening right now? You've got some amazing prizes there.
We sure do. So our online auction launched on the weekend, and it's open until this Saturday night at 9 p.m. So we do have some pretty amazing gifts. So I'm going to tell you about some of our feature items. We've got a beautiful painting by Julie Hawkins. She's an artist outside of Woodstock. We've got a kid's John Deere riding gator. We've got a couple staycations, one at Foster's, one at the Bruce, a weekend away at the cabin in the woods from Jeff and Sue Orr. We've got lots of food on there. We've got homemade butter tarts, sticky toffee pudding, shortbread, lots of gift certificates to different restaurants in Stratford and awesome stores. So we're so grateful for everybody that donated towards our silent auction.
That is, I have shortbread and butter tarts right there. There you go.
Told you, didn't it?
So again, that auction is happening. The online auction is happening right now. When's it wrap up?
It wraps up Saturday night at 9 p.m. So what you can actually do is during the trail from 11 till 2 on Saturday, you can view all those auctions live at Revival House. So we're grateful for Rob for hosting not only our judges, but also our silent auction items on Saturday.
Looking forward to that. And can we talk about the house party that's available?
Yeah, so new this year, we decided to do a Soups on House party so the people didn't have to leave their house if they didn't want to. So it's a soups party for six, and in that, you get three different types of soups of your choice. You get sweets from Brenda's Place. You get wine from Peely Island. You get bread from Downey Street Bakery. And you get cheese and crackers from Zaire's. And there's an extra special surprise in that as well that we're not announcing yet.
The surprises just keep on coming. I love it. So again, this is the Soups on Trail. And what year is this for the Soups on event?
Well, it's our 27th year. In saying that, our 26th year last year was not quite a Soups on Trail. It was more of just a silent auction. But we felt it was important just to keep going and forging ahead through COVID.
And again, if you'd like some more details, how can, again, people find some more information? There's the website, of course.
There is, for sure. So our homepage, alzheimer.ca/purse, has everything you could possibly need there. It has the link to purchasing the tickets for the passports, as well as the Soups on, house parties, the silent auction. If you can't make it and still want to donate, we'd appreciate that as well. It lists all of our vendors and our sponsors on the website as well, or we're open today, 3 till Friday, 9 till 4:30 at 1020 Ontario Street, Unit 5. You can pop by, purchase your passport, or give us a call, 519-271-1910.
And can we do a shout-out for the sponsors that really help make this a great community event, especially moving forward through this pandemic, particularly Hyde Construction that's always been there?
Yes, they are our presenting sponsor again this year. Very grateful for their support. The Rutherford Group is our silent auction sponsor. Revival House is our site sponsor for our silent auction and our judges. Our gold level sponsors are Hunter Steel Sales, Stratford Farm Equipment, and W.G. Young Funeral Home. And then we have our bronze sponsors, so Blow Stationery and Office Supplies, Pundit, and W.J. Holman Plumbing and Heating.
All right. Soups on Trail is happening on Saturday. And I know, Teresa, you know, looking down the road, more events, of course, are being planned for this year. And crossing our fingers that it will be, you know, eventually back at the Rotary Complex for the more traditional Soups on. Is that still planning or in the works?
Oh, we'd love to see that back at the Rotary Complex. Just the atmosphere and the feel of the day is just, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
this year, we're hoping that the Soups on Trail helps to mimic some of that and that we can replace that feel with what we're we've got planned.
Oh, we've got some great, we've got a great listing for the 13 vendors. And so, again, you drop by the vendors, pick up that soup and enjoy. So you can enjoy it either downtown or just take it home, right?
That's right, yep. And if you do want to stop in the restaurants, we just ask that you purchase something off their menu, just so that you're still supporting those restaurants, because they are supporting us, and we want to give back to them as well.
Exactly. And we should mention Soups on the Trail, Soups on. This is a big, big fundraiser, very important fundraiser for Alzheimer's Society of Perth County. And Teresa, the money stays in Perth County. That's the great thing.
It does. 100% of the profit stays in Perth County to continue to support our clients that require those services from us. So we're very grateful for this. It's our largest event that we typically host, and so it helps to raise that $225,000 that we have to raise every year.
You bet. And Walk for Memories is still a go?
Yes, Walk for Alzheimer's. It will be the last Saturday in May. We're just finalizing those details as well, so stay tuned for that.
Lots happening. AlzheimerPerthCounty.com is the website for more information. We'll see you Saturday for the Soups on Trail. Thanks so much, Teresa Weicker. Teresa, we'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Jamie.